Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In William Bennett's thriller Deadly Treasure, First Assignment, Enemies Within, Navy Captain Jim Shepard spearheads a pilot program to fight terrorism on the global front through a black-on-black operation paradigm. Their enemies are not just foreign nationals, but men and women in their own administration, working with terrorists abroad to attack America. Jim and his team fight against great odds to uncover a plot to put key people in power in America who will serve this new terrorist organization. William served as a pastor for 37 years, taught U.S. history and English, served as a special deputy sheriff, Marine Search and Rescue, Lake Patrol, Shore Patrol in Indiana, currently serves as Director of Education, Family Visitation Center Program Director, teaches at Grace Resources Incorporated in Lancaster, California, and William Bennett, the author of Deadly Treasure, First Assignment, Enemies Within, is our guest on This Week in America. William, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I am looking forward to telling this story. I love the story that unfolds in the book Deadly Treasure. Let's start with, what was the inspiration to write the book, and where did you get the story idea from?
Well, after 9/11 in 2001, my son Jeremy was a U.S. Marine, and he was in the first group to go into Kuwait and then into Iraq. And so I began to think about terrorism and fighting terrorism. And this book and the series actually came out of all of that contemplation.
Yeah, it's an amazing story as it unfolds, and we'll talk about it in depth here. The book is Deadly Treasure. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Stratton-Press.com, all of those places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you started to put this together, how did you come up with the main character and the other characters in the book? How did you develop these characters? Because they're fascinating. They come alive in the pages of Deadly Treasure.
I start with a character's personality. My son Jeremy is actually the person that Jim Shepard is, because when he was a Marine and while he was in the Marines, he was just a different person than he is outside of the Marines. He was focused and really concentrating on what his job was and what his mission was, and he was all Marine all the time. And so Jim Shepard is Jeremy. And I like to give each character a personality. I need to know what their personality is like so they stay within their personality. I'm an expressive in my social style, and that means I'm an otter in my personality type. Jeremy would be a driver in his social style because he's totally, you know, concentrating on what he's got to do. And so that's how I develop my characters. I give them a personality, then I get a picture. I found a picture of a Marine that looked a lot like Jeremy looked when he was a Marine, and I used that picture as Jim Shepard to describe him, so that I could give him green eyes and you know, things like that. Yes. That helped me describe the character. But I did want to have those personalities and those social styles carefully, and the photos in place for every character. So when I write about that character, I could, if I needed to, I could look at the photo and remind myself, this is what this person looks like, you know, for this particular character, and build it from there. This is what their personality is like. This is the kind of thing they would say or do.
A lot of pressure on you because they're looking at you as you're writing the story. So it's like you've got to be kind to the characters because they're looking over William's shoulder as he's doing this. Deadly Treasure, First Assignment, Enemies Within. William Bennett is our guest on the program, talking about developing characters. And a lot of thought, obviously, a lot of thought goes into developing them and developing them as the story goes in William's books. Talk about the process for writing a book. Let's take this one in particular, Deadly Treasure. This came out of, as you mentioned, the idea with your son and after 9/11. What's your process like? Do you have a strict outline before you start, or do you sort of see where the characters and the situation takes you?
I can't do that because I'll end up with writer's block. So I follow five disciplines when I write a book. The first discipline is that I have to have a plot and a storyline and a detailed outline of every single chapter. And when I say detailed, I mean I outline every paragraph. Because if I don't do that, I'll end up with writer's block. And when I do that, I end up writing far more than I planned to write because I have the information there to build on my imagination.
Yes.
That's the first discipline. The second discipline is I do a lot of research. And so my characters have to have a character sheet that tells me what their personality type is, what kinds of things they carry in their pockets. If it's a woman, what does she carry in her purse? What kind of clothes do they prefer? Things like that. And then after that, I do the research for the book. And I probably put 1,000 hours of research into Deadly Treasure because I didn't know that much about the military. I was never in the military. I wanted to join the Marines back in 1970, but they wouldn't take me. None of the military would take me because of my feet. I have huge feet. And because I just had knee surgery. And so I ended up going to college and not going into the military, but I always wanted to. And so I didn't know a lot about the military. I didn't know a lot about the ocean and the Navy and things like that. And so I did a ton of research on all of that. And I kept copies of it and put it in what I call supplements. They're comb-bound books so that I can refer to them whenever I need to as I'm writing the book. And then the fourth discipline is I put everything into those books. I have the quick character sheet and the photos in one supplement. That's the main thing I write from because that's got the outline in it. So that's the fourth discipline, is to have all that stuff organized and ready to go as I write the book. And then the fifth one is I sit down at my computer. I have all my information with me. I play my favorite classical music. Happen to like Van Cliburn on the piano. And so I play all of his recordings that I have. And while I'm listening to the music, then I open up my outline and I start to write, and it just builds from there.
What an amazing procedure that you go through, the process you go with. That's fascinating how you go about that. You talk to some authors and they know pretty much where they want to go. And it's like, I'm going to see where the characters take me. You know where you're going with this every step of the way. And I like the discipline in writing that story. That's why the story is so crisp and moves and is believable. The story is Deadly Treasure, First Assignment, Enemies Within by William Bennett. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, stratton-press.com. William, when you put this together, what was the audience you had in mind? This is a thriller. This could be in several different genres. What was the audience? What audience did you picture in your mind as you were writing Deadly Treasure?
Anyone who's like me who loves a good covert operative series.
Okay. And you've done that. So this is a book that you read yourself too, wouldn't you? If you found this in the bookstore, you'd go get it yourself.
Absolutely.
How would you like the people to, what's the takeaway from Deadly Treasure? How would you like this to impact the people? Because this is a really entertaining story. It unfolds. It's fascinating. You can't put the book down. But there's some substance to this too, isn't there? Things that we should be thinking about as we're reading this story.
I'd really like people to think about the absurdity of terrorism because terrorism is something, it's like fighting drugs. We haven't won the war against drugs because we haven't taken the proper solution to it. And we're never going to win the war against terrorism unless we take the proper approach to it. And our military paradigm, as it stands, is not able to do that. And that's been proved over the last few years. As we have constantly been behind and not where we need to be. I also want readers to think about the importance of the Constitution of the United States and protecting it and what that means. And our soldiers, they swear an oath that they're going to protect the Constitution. And for my son, that meant everything to him. He is a real patriot. He believes in America, in the Constitution, in protecting the Constitution. And as I taught history, that's one of the things I got to teach. I taught on the junior high level United States history. I got to teach the Constitution of the United States. And so I really respect the Constitution. I want people to think about that. Most of all, I want readers to realize that there is an answer to the absurdity of terrorism and war. And that answer isn't going to come for a while because, in my opinion, the answer is when the Lord Jesus returns to the earth and sets things right. Until then, it's all going to be wrong because we're all kind of twisted in a way.
Yes.
And so faith in him is the answer for myself and for my son and the soldiers that he worked with. That was the answer that they turned to, because until he comes back, that's the only answer we have, just to keep our faith. So that's the things I want people to think about when they read the book.
And the book you'll enjoy on so many levels, Deadly Treasure, First Assignment, Enemies Within, by William Bennett, the author and our guest on the program. I'm fascinated by your interest in writing. You've said your goal was always to be a published author, and now you are one. Talk about maybe some of your favorite authors, maybe people who have influenced you along the way for this passion for writing and telling stories.
Okay, my all-time favorite author is Dick Francis, who writes mystery books. And the reason I like Dick Francis is because his characters are so real. When I read his books and I read about the character, I can't put them down because I want to know what's going to happen. And I'm on the edge of my seat all the time. And his characters make me cry. They make me mad. They do all the things a character's supposed to do when you're writing a book. And I think my second favorite is Helen McGinnis. You don't see her books anymore. She wrote back after World War II. She wrote spy novels, and she wrote a bunch of them, and they're really, really good. I like the way she wove in the intrigue and the mystery and the suspense and kept you on the edge of your seats. I love Tom Clancy, Clive Cussler. Those guys are a lot of fun to read. Robert Jordan in the fantasy genre, his books on the Wheel of Time. He has multiple characters that he follows throughout, I don't know, 17, 18 books. It's just amazing to me that he can do that. And of course, Charlotte McLeod is another favorite mystery writer, along with Agatha Christie. So those are the authors that probably influenced me the most. I've read every one of their books. Just because I love those particular authors.
And learn from them, obviously, because you are a gifted storyteller. The book by William Bennett is Deadly Treasure, First Assignment, Enemies Within. I'm interested, we went through the writing procedure. How about where you are when you write? I mentioned you're in California. If you could be anywhere in the United States, where would you choose? And I'm talking about maybe from a creative standpoint, now that you really you're retired and you can get into writing, where would you like to live, or are you where you want to be?
Well, I'm where I want to be, but if I could live anywhere, if our kids didn't live here in California and our grandkids close by either in Colorado or California, I would live in Pennsylvania, in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, because that's where my wife is from. That's where we lived when we first got married. I love farm country. I love coming around a corner and looking at a valley and seeing all the farms laid out down below. I love the mix of the Amish and the modern farms. And I love all the green, and I love the water. I love water. I'm a swimmer. And the only place I can swim out here is in the ocean, because in the high desert, there's no water.
Well, yes.
So I would live in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
A few minutes left in the program. Our guest is William Bennett. His book, Deadly Treasure, First Assignment, Enemies Within. You mentioned your wife, and I understand what you met her at Moody Bible Institute. Talk about that.
Okay. My roommate and I had just decided we weren't going to get distracted by girls or anything else. We were going to study for the ministry and you know, become the kind of pastors that God wanted us to be. And I said I was going down to the student union for a Coke, and I opened the door and almost knocked her over, took one look in her eyes, and that was it. I fell in love. I chased her till she caught me. And we got married 48 years ago, and we have just enjoyed our married life. Talking about it the other day, where did all the time go? But that's how I met her, at Moody Bible Institute, and it's been great since.
Yeah, and I love where during that period of life, so many people go through, this is where my life is going to go. No distractions. My life is going in this direction. And then you walk down to get a Coke, and all of a sudden the life has changed, and fortunately for the better. I mean, 48 great years and counting, and I can tell from the passion there how important marriage and family is to you and who you are as a person. That's reflected in your writing, I'm sure.
Well, thank you. I hope so.
Yes, it is. A minute or so left. Well, let's go back and talk about your life, because you've done so much over your lifetime. In the video that you'll find on YouTube, the interview with William, we've got the keyboard off to the side there. And I understand at one point you could play 21 different instruments in your lifetime. Tell me about your life a little bit, and maybe some of the funny memories along the way.
All right. Well, I started playing the piano when I was 6 years old. And I loved the piano. And of course, if you can play the piano and read music, you can play just about any instrument. And because I loved music, I picked up the guitar and then the banjo and then the mandolin, the ukulele. I picked up several of the wind instruments and some of the horn instruments just along the way because they were important. I played the organ for my church when I was growing up just some of the funny things that happened when I was a minister of music at a church while I was teaching at a school, and I got the worship team all together and we did our first worship, and they had this beautiful organ sitting right up in the center of the church in front, and we were playing a song that I knew how to play on the organ, and so I sat down and played it on the organ, and the senior pastor pulled me aside after the service and said, "Hey, Bill, don't ever do that again." And I asked him why. He said, "Well, the organ's a dead instrument." And I thought, "Really?" But that's just the way things change.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what a life! I just love the enthusiasm, the passion you have for what all you're doing. And now it's in writing. What are you working on now? I'm sure you've got your folders ready to go and your pictures all ready to go for the next book. What are you working on next?
Actually, there are 8 books in the series, the Deadly series.
Wow. Okay.
So the first one is Deadly Treasure. The second one is Deadly Rivers. The next one is Deadly Currents, and it goes on. Deadly Cold, Deadly Enemies, Deadly Discoveries. Everything's got deadly in the chapter or in the book title. And I'm working on a second series, the McGinnis Man of Mystery. He's a detective who recovers stolen art and jewelry. And on the side, he restores classic and antique cars. And so that particular character is one that was fun to develop because I developed the whole thing, and it starts out with brushed with blood, brushed with, no, the first one is brushed with malice. The second one is brushed with blood. The third one's brushed with deceit. And the fourth one will be brushed with something. I'm only done with the third one.
I love
and
that.
Then I have another series. Boone MacArthur was a Navy SEAL and worked for NCIS. And ended up starting his own company, and he hires a bunch of guys that are former Navy SEALs and Marines, and they do special security. They go around helping people get the computer security that they need for their business and the outside security and things like that. And so they travel all over the world doing that. And so that I have Ripples of War as the first book of that. Casualties of War is the second book, and Scars of War is the third book, and I don't know what the fourth book's going to be yet, but I'm working on that. And then I have another series, the Maxinkuckee Chronicles, which is taken from where I grew up on Lake Maxinkuckee in north central Indiana. And Maxinkuckee Chronicles is about three boys growing up. It starts when he first gets his driver's license and then goes on all the way through high school, and they have all these adventures. It's a lot of fun. And so that's the Maxinkuckee Chronicles.
I don't think you understand the meaning of retired that I was talking about. This particular book, and hopefully there's so much more we can talk about. We'll have William back in the program. This book is Deadly Treasure, First Assignment, Enemies Within by William Bennett. Book available at stratton-press.com, amazon.com, the usual places, Barnes & Noble as well. William, a pleasure. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure. William Bennett, the guest on the program, Deadly Treasure, First Assignment, Enemies Within. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.